Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1-3. Amen. Let's read it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let's read it a second time. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will bring light unto our souls. We pray for victory. We pray, mighty God, that everyone will be empowered for their next level in Jesus' name. Amen. You may have your seats. Now, we are still in the series Water, Blood, Oil, and Bread. And we're paying particular attention to the ninth commandment that said that you shall not bear false witness. False witness. And we've said that that is the essence of honesty. Honesty means to be sincere. Honesty means to be truthful. Honesty means to be fair, to be just, and to be continually hinged on the truth. The reason is that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The world was framed so that the things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. The things that we see are because God spoke. God spoke and they came into existence. The angels are the workers of God. When God speaks, they carry out what he has spoken. I gave an example of how the world works. If I'm trying to get that slide. I gave an example of how the world works. And I said that this building is here because the owner spoke to an architect. It was designed. To fit into the plan of this neighborhood. And it was approved by the Department of Buildings. And the plan was communicated to a civil engineer who put up this building. The clothes you are wearing is because someone began to articulate something within them. And that's why you have that beautiful top. If you went into the store and the top was not well made, you wouldn't buy it. Products fail every day because people don't buy them because they do not align with their needs. Thank you. Hallelujah. Everything that we create, everything that we do, must hinge to the truth of God's word, because God's word is the superstructure of this earth. So, information that we carry must be information that hinges on truth. Information that we carry. Information that people will put our name to it and said, Sonia said this, and say, Carol said that. It must be information that hinges on the word of God. We're here tonight because of credible information that we're going to have service tonight. Amen. And I'm here because I put out that information. That Thursday evenings, I'm going to be here. Because God has sent me to be here. Now, if you take a catalog, or if you look back at every Thursday that we have been here, nothing evil has taken place in this service. Hallelujah. It has been positive. It has been good. It has been worth your while. Hallelujah. That's how information is. Information must be hinged on the truth. When information is hinged on the truth, it fulfills the will of God. It helps. It strengthens. But information that is not hinged on the word of God has issues, create problems. Gossip, tale-bearing, rumor-mongering, information that is not wholesome does not help. We're trusting God for revival. We're trusting God for a visitation. One of the ways that we kick God out of town is through unwholesome information. When the negative becomes more important than the positive. Did you hear? And that information is not the most important thing that took place in the house of God. Sometimes we do not know how damaging negative information can be. Crime sells hotter. Evil information sells faster. And people like to believe evil information more than good information. So we learned the story about Ahimaaz and the Cushite. Ahimaaz, who did not have information, outran Cushite. At every point in time, we are running in life. And we run based on information. If it is good, then it's profitable. When Habakkuk asked God for a vision, God gave him a vision and says, write it upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So running has got to do with carrying information. accomplishing information. So it is important that we make sure that the information that comes out of our mouth is always a good report. The Bible says, who hath believed our report, in Isaiah 53? And to whom hath the hand of the Lord been revealed? Who hath believed our report? Our report. The report from Winsome. The report from Ed Marie. The report from Marlene. Who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who hath believed? So something you are carrying, something you have said, something that you say, if it hinges on the truth, then God's hand and God's arm is going to manifest. It's going to make it happen. Ooh. But when the report doesn't hinge on truth, God is outside it. And people get discouraged. People change their minds. Oh, how easy it is to destroy, and how difficult it is to build. It is easy to rally people around to do evil, to destroy. If you say, let's start a riot in this building right now, one stone and one glass, bam, is gone. One stone, another glass, boom. One stone, this lightning, gone. One stone, the fan is down. One stone, the screen is down. The PA system, down. Just one stone and everything is coming down in seconds. But ask me, can we put back these windows by throwing stones? No. It will take work. It will take money. Running to Home Depot back and forth. Even the money. We have to work for it. But the stones, we don't have to work for it, right? We just take it and bam. And it's gone. It's easy to craft dishonest rules and regulations for people. When you craft a dishonest rule or do something out of dishonesty, it might look good in the interim, but let's give it 2 years, 3 years, and we find it making not just falling down, but making a tear on even what is good, rending what is good, destroying what was formidable. Hallelujah. Praise God. The full context. Before anybody can attach your name to something, that's why I was saying on Sunday that it's very difficult to have me to respond to something that I don't believe I should waste energy on. It's not easy to get me to comment on an issue. Oh no. The story may not start from you, but by the time you add your little comment to it, when it is hit the next time, it will be Carol's story. It might have started from Mr. Maslin, but when you add your comment to it, by the time Wisdom hears it, she will hear the part that Maslin said, and Carol commented. She will hear Carol said, Maslin and Carol said. So you see, identity. It takes your identity. And then if it's discovered that it was a lie, it wasn't truth. Now you branded a liar because you didn't have the word, the context. It's easy for people to brand you a liar. It might take you years to win back your reputation. Years. When you are branded, you're going to lose opportunities when you are branded. And that's why it's important It's important to know the history. If you're not interested in that information, if it has no potential to help you in any way, just hear it and let it end there. Just hear it. Wait until you hear it in such a way that you can see what benefit or the necessity of that information. Then you start to look at the history. All right. Sunday I dealt with history. I dealt with cycles and patterns and so on and so forth. But I want to go a little bit down into patterns and cycles. Amen. I want to go a little bit down into that, and then I'll deal with evidence and substance. So we said there are four aspects of any honest information. Good report, that's context. Number two, history. Number three, evidence. Number four, substance. And I ended with cycles and patterns. Let me break it down. Sometimes you have a preaching environment, so you fly over your points. But I have a teaching environment here tonight, so now I want to put things in better perspectives. We read from Ecclesiastes chapter 1 that everything that God created operates in patterns and cycles. Patterns and what? And cycles. From one generation to another. The sun rises at the east, sets at the west, turns around, and comes back to rise again in the east, and then sets again in the west. Continuous cycle. The winds, if they are east winds, they'll blow towards the east and then turn around to the west, come back so east to west. The north wind will go from the north to south, turn around, come up again in the same cycle, north to south, north to south. The waters that flow from rivers flow into seas, and then they source out again into rivers. It's an endless cycle. So we have patterns and cycles by which God's work are set. Let's first of all look at the word a pattern. A pattern is a mold. It's a mold. Let me put pattern here at the lower part of the page. Now, this is the mold of the cross of Jesus. The mold of the cross where Jesus died for us. That is the pattern for the believer. The mold of the cross is the pattern for the life of the believer. Now, when we were in the world, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we run according to the course of this world. We run according to the course of this world. He says, and you have quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So the Bible says that the devil put us in a mold. in a mold, in a cast. All right? I hope you understand the word mold, cast, and pattern. Now, most of the things that are fabricated in gold, there is a mold, and the liquid gold is poured into it, and when it solidifies, it takes the shape of the mold. Now, when we were in the world, the Bible says the devil set molds for us, cast us in molds called disobedience, lust, sin. He cast us in those molds. But the Bible says, by grace we are saved. By grace we are saved. Through faith. Through faith. The Bible says that through the cross, Jesus destroyed the enmity between us and God. He said, if anyone will be my disciple, then he shall take up his cross and follow me. Take up his what? His cross. The cross that Jesus gives us is a mold. It's a mold that helps us overcome self. A mold that helps us overcome self. Self has every resemblance of Lucifer. I will. Self. Self-conceit. So to take up our cross and follow Jesus is how we come out of the cast of self. All right? So, the cast of what? Self. This is the container that the enemy put us in. He put us in casts of self. Casts that give us a resemblance to the devil. But when we come to Christ, we're given the cross. That cross becomes the new mold, the new pattern. And as we fill up that cross, we become like Christ, who was selfless. Selfless. These molds are called self. Whilst the cross makes us selfless. Selfless. The mold of self is where we find lust and disobedience. The mold of lust, the mold of self is where we find lust and what? Disobedience. But when we come to Christ, there is another mold. I like how the Apostle Paul puts it to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10. He says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. The Apostle Paul endured persecution. That is one of the hallmarks of the cross, that we go through things for the sake of our calling, for the sake of the Word of God, and yet we endure them. We are no longer driven by lust, the things that satisfy, but our lives are hinged to the truth. So it comes with a price. Paul was telling Timothy, you know my doctrine. You know my manner of life. You know the pattern that I have demonstrated in front of you. You see how I have carried the cross. That's what should become the pattern for your life. That's how you must place yourself on the cross. He didn't say, you see how that I bought myself an S-class? Oh, it's very horrible sometimes when you listen to some preachers of the gospel, and it's all a bragging about what they have achieved. Started a church in 3 years, I did this. In 2 years, I did it. 6 months, I did it. No. Apostle Paul says, my doctrine, my manner of life, the persecutions that I endured, that is the new mold for you. Feel that mold up. A life that is hinged on the truth. A selfless life. Now, the pattern of the cross unleashes the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. The pattern of the cross unleashes the grace and the graces of our Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. By grace are you saved through faith. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live in righteousness. I will overcome lust. I don't have to succumb to evil. I will live in the righteousness of God. Oh, I love the scriptures when he says that Apostle Paul says, I'm crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. I no longer live. The life which I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave his life for me. So the pattern first. The pattern. And then, you see, the devil realizes that all God's works are in cycles. So if the devil wants to do anything against you, the first thing he has to do is to make sure that your life fits into the pattern of self. The pattern of self. Because the wind is blowing from north to south, from east to west. Every wind and what it carries. An east wind will bring judgment. A west wind will take away judgment. The sun will rise with healing in its wings for the righteous. When it sets, there will be judgment for those who belong to the night season. So knowing the cycles of God, the devil wants to make sure that you are in a mold of self. All all your actions are in a pattern that invokes the judgment of God. You know, the mission of the devil and his devils are to execute the wrath of God. So they want to make sure that you are a part of their impact. They want to impact you. They don't want the blessings of the constellations and of the weather and of the things that God has set into motions. They don't want it to bring you a benefit. And the only way they can get you to avoid the blessing that comes with seasons and times is to get you to be in the wrong mood. To be in the wrong mood so that when good comes, you can get it. And when it's time for an evil cycle to manifest, that's the only thing you see, trouble. The only thing you see in your life is judgment. Wrong things. Because he will accelerate being the agent of judgment. He accelerates the judgment. Remember the story of Job? When God said, you can do anything. Oh my God. Slam dunk. Boom. He lost all his children in one day. He accelerated. He maximized. Are you hearing me? Just like I said, it is easy to destroy what Job had built over the years. And in one day, he lost all his wealth. In another day, he lost all his children. He lost his health. I mean, in a moment, in a flash, destruction is easy. Building is not easy. And so if the devil can get you into a pattern, into a cast that reflects self and lust and disobedience, then he can accelerate. He can have a mandate to execute. Oh, Jesus said, he cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he works through the cycles. Reverse the seas, the oceans, the winds, the constellations. He works through the cycles of elements. He attaches himself so that he can manifest. So now, this is the important truth here. You can break cycles as much as you want by confessing the word of God, but if the base is still standing, guess what? The cycle will continue to what? Repeat itself. Are you getting it? Turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. He says, beware lest any man, from verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the saints of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him up from the dead. And you being dead in your sins. And you being what? Dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Now let's read from verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Pay attention to that. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances and regulations that stand opposed to us. He took it out of the way. He nailed it to what? To the cross. He nailed it to what? He nailed every regulation, every law, every precept. He nailed it to the cross. The same cross that he says, if you want to qualify as my disciples, then you have to take up your cross and what? And follow me. What is the cross? It's the place of self-denial. It's the place where you defeat lust. It's the place where you defeat disobedience. It's the place where you defeat unrighteousness. The cross is the place of self-denial. I won't be saddled by that lust. I won't be saddled to disobedience. I won't be saddled to this unrighteousness. The cross is where we die. He's blotted out. Through the cross, the accusation no longer stands. Through the cross, what is written against us doesn't stand because of the cross. And then the Bible says, he spoiled principalities and powers. Oh, hallelujah. He spoiled. He robbed them of their base. He triumphed over them in the cross. In the cross. And your triumph over principalities and powers is in the cross. Is in the cross. Your victory over cycles is in the cross. Hallelujah. Otherwise, Satan would have been pushed out of this earth with the screamings of believers. Oh dear. With the shoutings and the confessions, demon busting confessions of believers. Satan would have been bound prematurely. He would have been in the abyss. Are you hearing me? Satan would have died with the kind of dangerous prayers that believers have been praying. Satan would have died long time ago. But why is he not dead? Why are principalities and powers still in operation? Because very few people are carrying the what? The cross. The cross is the base. Is the mold. Once you fit into that mold, breaking cycles is easy. Breaking chains, breaking cycles is just a word away, because it's blood. Jesus has given us the ultimate victory. So we just have to carry across that little self-denial. That little self-denial. And once you can be consistent, it's not today on, tomorrow off. Consistently carrying that cross. And the Bible says, you will rob principalities of their mandate. You will rob them. He spoiled. He took back their mandate. It's all about mandates. He won't have the mandate to show up because there is nothing. The cycle needs a what? A base. I have been young, but I'm now old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. There is a cycle for the righteous. He moves up, 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 up. The way is up. Oh, hallelujah. The way is up. The way is up. The way is up. Tell somebody, your way is up. Hallelujah. Your way is up and up only. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's going to come to that point in your life where when somebody talks of pain, I don't even know what pain looks like or what pain feels like. There are certain things you will never experience again. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we break patterns before we break cycles. I think Sunday I dealt with how we break cycles. We bind, we lose, we lift up the word of God as a standard against the enemy. Hallelujah. So we break patterns in our own lives. We stop yielding to lust. We stop yielding to the spirit of disobedience. We come out of the course of this world. That's how we deal with patterns. So Ephesians chapter 2 talks about that. The course of this world. The spirit of disobedience. The spirit of lust. How Satan wants us to look like self, to feed self, to walk in the desires of self. So when we turn to Christ, all things are passed away. We are now on that cross, carrying that cross, fitting into that pattern and the mold of Jesus. Because grace is available for us to live in righteousness. And then now, when we open our mouths and say, we break this cycle of premature death, it can't hold. I mean, premature death cannot hold again, because that cycle cannot. There is no way that God has intended that wrath and destruction should be the portion of the righteous. And the Bible says, our righteousness is of God. Our righteousness is of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When I finish, you can ask me questions. The next level is evidence. 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 Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Evidence is the fact. For every piece of information, we have to break it down into a puzzle of main components. Every information, after you have done due diligence with the history, examine patterns and cycles, the next thing is we need evidence. Evidence means to tear the whole piece apart and start to make sure of each component of the information. Each component of the information. Each component. You have to prove that each component, each little piece of the entire information is true. Is truth. Is factual. There is a token of fact to it. Faith, which is a spiritual substance, has evidence. The Bible says that for most of the people who Jesus healed, he saw their faith. He saw their faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the widow with the issue of blood, 12 years, when she heard of Jesus, say with me, she heard a report. Oh, hallelujah. She heard a good report about Jesus, the Son of God. And so she told herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Based on this report, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, if he is the Son of God, if he's healing the sick and raising the dead, if he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, if I, all I have to do is to touch the hem of his garment, and I shall be made whole. Oh, hallelujah. And so she came behind, pressed through the crowd, and touched Jesus. And the Bible says, when he touched the hem of his garment, virtue left him. And so Jesus said, who touched me? And everybody said, everybody's touching you. What a question. Someone touched me. Ooh. With their faith. Someone touched me. And the woman came and said, I am the one. This was my condition. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. Your faith. There was evidence of her faith. Oh, that's why it is essential that you carry good report. Because every time that report that has Carol Francis attached to it is released, faith builds up. Someone who has stopped going to church starts to go to church because faith is ignited. Faith is ignited. Faith is the token. At the end of what you heard, what has happened to you? Have you become depressed as a result of what you heard? Oh yes, I've been to meetings where the people bragged about themselves so much that I left the meeting depressed. They quoted a scripture, but everything they said was away from the scripture. Oh. There's some kinds of meetings that I vowed never to attend again. Is that Peter and John going into the sanctuary, and there was this beggar, this man who was lame at the gate called Beautiful, and was asking for alms. And when Peter and John saw that he had expectation, they said, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have, give we unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man who was lame was healed. Because faith has evidence. You can't say, I have faith, and there is no evidence to your faith. Faith can be seen. Because faith is what you have to do in response to what you heard. I've heard the word, but you do nothing. James says in James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. It's a spiritual token. Information that is honest, that is hinged on God's word, it triggers faith in people. God told Habakkuk, write it down, publish it, that he may run that readeth it. Oh, I'm going to cause people to run. Oh, when you publish your vision, I will cause those who read it to what? To run. Oh, hallelujah. That's why you must publish your vision. That's why you must write it. That's why you must have a plan. Because God wants people to have a basis. A basis. To run, to do something, to say something, to tell something, to bring something. The actions of people, the people around your life, people have to run, but they have to run on information. The whole time that a sister came to visit you, you were busy talking about Sister X.
And what is the, what happened at her party and her car and her husband and her, come on. You're a bearer of bad information. And you are giving yourself a history of damage here, damage there. There'll be nothing here. No one bringing you anything and you are wondering why. Your life is stuck and you are wondering why. Because there is nothing published that God will work with. I said when God, the Bible says that the worlds were framed by the words of God. So that the things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. The worlds were framed, structured. Your life is structured. The power of life and death is. What are you saying? What are people hearing about you? What are you constructing? What assignment are you giving to the people of the world, the people around you, that he may run that readeth it? That he may run that readeth it. Everybody will run. Everybody will run. Everybody around your life will run. They will run. But how will they run? With what will they run? What you've put out about yourself. If I only say 10 things after an encounter with you, that's all you can work with as far as my life is concerned. If it is good, if it is useful, if it is substantial, it will cause you to come back to me with substance, because his word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases and prosper. It will come back with substance. It will come back with substance. It will come back with substance. So long as it's truth, keep doing it. Don't be sucked up into the world of gossip, rumor mongering. Keep quiet. The only thing I heard Sonia say the entire time I was in her store, the only thing I heard her say, amongst all the clutter, amongst all the gossip, among all the conversation, the only thing, can people point to what you said? And someone said it here, and someone heard it, and someone felt that it was their assignment to make it happen for you. Ooh. I remember when God sent me into Dallas. I didn't know people in Dallas. And so I went to an accountant. I was trying to establish myself to put my finances in order and so on and so forth. And when I stepped into the office, the secretary asks me, what do I do? Who am I? Then I said, I am this and that, and this is why I'm in Dallas. The secretary. I think she was even the receptionist, not the secretary, the receptionist. Whilst in the waiting room, whilst I was just signing my name, what do you do? Da, da, da. So I said, I'm coming to town to do seminars, Christian business seminars, blah, blah, blah. Then she asked me, do you know the guys from the Christian Chamber of Commerce? And I said, no, I don't know them. She says, I'll hook you up. That was it. Now, Tim, some of you know Tim. Because I went to Dallas, some of you know Tim. Good. Tim, who had the initiative to start the Christian Chamber of Commerce, had not started it. He just had the idea. So at a Christian meeting, he was told to make a greeting. You know, everybody was introducing himself, and he says, I'm Tim Lynch, and I'm trying to start a Christian Chamber of Commerce. So this lady hears it, and meanwhile, God had told me, specifically go to Dallas to hold these meetings. And so she started connecting who organized the meeting, the guest list, and I don't know how they did it, but eventually
She got Tim's phone number and everything. And she calls me and says, this is the contact of the Christian Chamber of Commerce. They hadn't started. They hadn't done nothing. He says, I just have an idea. And she carried and she did a research, got me. And so when she gave me the number and I called him, he says, I haven't started anything. I just mentioned it only once. Only once. Only once. And that was good enough for God to use that once, place burden and burden upon people until the information got to me. And we connected and built the Christian Chamber of Commerce. Information. What do you represent? People's faith will be kindled because of what they hear about you. The information you put out shall never dampen people's faith. Never in your life. And I want to strengthen you today. Never should you be an instrument for passing out information that discourages, that destroys, that divides, that hinders. Wage war with yourself. Hold yourself back. Fight against yourself. Run out of that meeting. Give a silly excuse and run home. Excuse yourself from that table. You know, I was born a talkative. A talking machine. But when I realized that my mouth was not meant to just talk, I started to engage myself in a war. I fought myself. I fought myself, and especially one of the things I learned very quickly in ministry is that when a pastor talks too much, he will destroy his congregation. Oh, yes. The nature of my work is talking, but it's not meant to be used for any other thing apart from preaching. So some of you will hate me. If you are my wife, you will hate me. I was telling you on Sunday. To get me into a conversation is not easy. Once I drop the microphone, that's it. If it is counseling, I will listen. And in counseling, anybody who has been under me in counseling will know that you will do 90% of the talking. I will do 10. But I trained myself to be a good listener and not to pass information. Anything that comes out of my mouth must be too important for me to hold back. It must be thought over. Make sure that it is just enough. Not everything, just enough. Just enough. Just enough. Be swift to hear, quick to hear, but slow to what? To speak. So that any information you say, Pastor Ken said, must be something that builds, that edifies. Oh, hallelujah. So faith is a token. Evidence is a token of your faith. It is how you react and how everybody is going to react. How you react is what is going to determine the substance that comes back to you. What Tim said is what went around until it fetched me to him. Are you hearing me? Jesus says, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith. It is only when God sees evidence of your faith that he also releases the substance of your faith. Say with me, when God sees evidence of my faith, he releases the substance of my faith. Amen. So God has to see what? Evidence of your faith. What you did. What you did. What you did. What you do. Write the vision that he may run that readeth it. When God said, let there be light, angels run. Angels what? They run with the word. Angels run and manifest the word. Let the dry land appear. Angels run and manifest that. When God spoke, the angels, the Bible says the spirit hovered over the confusion, yet nothing happened until God what? Spoke, and the angels run. When you speak, angels will run because it's hinged to the truth. You have thought about it. Everybody's talking. You kept quiet. You've thought about it. You've thought about it. I remember one day we were in a government meeting, big government meeting. I was one of the representatives of the business world, and we're in that meeting. And everybody had spoken. Then I think getting to the end of the meetings, there was this point that had been bubbling in my spirit. So I had processed it. When I laid the point down, the CEO of one of the biggest companies in Ghana, Camelot, asked me one question. He says, are you a pastor? And I said, yes. Because listening to what I said, the point I was making. Now, this was a government a meeting. It was. I didn't say any hallelujah. I didn't say praise the Lord. I didn't say anything spiritual. I didn't do that. There was no spiritual sense in what I said. But the content of my discourse, the context of it, she could see I was speaking to her faith. I was speaking to truth. I was speaking to life. And she could tell that I was just not like every other person who had opened their 360 degrees for 2 days. It was morning till evening for 2 days. Right at that meeting, everyone who was a Christian connected with me at the end of the meeting. Everyone who was a Christian came and established a relationship with me after the meeting. That he may run that readeth it. So I said, I am the worst talkative on the face of planet Earth. But right now I can live for days and weeks without having any conversation. I hardly get phone calls, and my phone calls are very short. My wife always tells me, why do you run people off the phone? The business is finished. Amen. When people call me on the phone, she knows that I'm trying to close the information. I'm trying to end the conversation. Yeah, you don't make conversations with me. It's very difficult. But I retrained myself and brought my gift to focus only when there is an assignment. Hallelujah. I know it's difficult. What I'm teaching tonight is very difficult. Rise up on your feet. We're going to pray. It's a breakthrough that you need. It's a breakthrough that you need. It's a breakthrough that you need. Hallelujah. To say what is worthy to be said. What has to be said and said alone. What has to be said to trigger the right results. Are you hearing me? What has to be said to release angels, to get people to run, to get angels to run and bring the precise thing. Oh, hallelujah. The precise thing. The precise thing. The precise thing. You got to be precise about your life. Precise about your life. Hallelujah. Precise about your life. Precise about your life. Your life communicates something. There are things that I've been communicating with my lifestyle for years, and some of you haven't gotten it yet, but I'm not yet ready to give up. Like the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, my doctrine, my manner of life, my way, the things, some of you, it is years after now that you will realize that Pastor Ken did this, Pastor Ken did that, Pastor Ken displayed that, Pastor Ken demonstrated this, demonstrated that, demonstrated that. It will start talking to you. It will start talking to you years from now when you are in charge, when you are put in charge. It will start speaking to you because I'm intentional about what I display before you. I am intentional. I'm communicating something which you might not be getting right now, but you are surely going to get it because it is an intentional impact. It's an intentional information, and it's going to become the hallmark of your own life. It's going to be what you are also going to pass on to the next generation. It's what you are also going to stand for and represent. Oh, Jesus. And we're all going to have the victory in Jesus' name. We're all going to have the victory in Jesus' name. Be one with who you are. Be honest with who you are in Christ. Be honest with who you are in Christ. Be connected to the pillars of the truth. And exhibit it. Exhibit it. Exhibit it. Exhibit it. Exhibit it. For some of you, the witness that you're going to have about me is going to be what will bring me my miracle. Because you're witnessing something. Whether you like it or not. That's the way the world works. That's the way that God intended the world to work. That's the way God made the earth. He framed it on truth. And he expects everything that will survive to be hinged to truth. It doesn't matter whether he said it once and it came to pass, or he said it 10,000 years and 10,000 times. It's what's important is that he stood by his word and the worlds were framed. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray. We're going to pray that we will hinge our lives to truth. Don't speak because everybody's seeing, speaking. Speak because you have done the due diligence to get the full context. Speak because you understand the patterns and the cycles of that information. Speak because you have evidence. You've broken every part of the context, and every piece is tried. Every piece is tried. Every piece can be worked. Every piece can be obeyed. Every piece is factual. You can demonstrate it. You can live by it. People are not going to like you for that. There are some people, even when they see the fact, they're still going to tell you, we still don't believe you. We still, no. They are not meant to believe you. They are not meant to believe you. Sometimes you excuse yourself from some people. You excuse yourself from a group of people. Somebody was trying to connect with me and build a relationship, and I realized that there was no way that this state of mind and this way of thinking can be aligned to me, and I will give straight answers. And so the fellow told me, "Hey, Ken, I can see the brake lights everywhere you turn. I can see your brake lights. It's like you're everywhere I pass with you, I see the brake lights. I see you don't want to be moved forward." Yes, I don't want to be in league with a lie, because anything you say is truth, they take it in another way. Everything that is fact. So there are some people you can't convince. You just have to pull the brakes on them and turn. You know, not everybody in life will run with what. I have too many people who want to run with truth, who have positive energy, who wants to achieve, who wants to fulfill, and so I can't be bothered. You can't win the whole world. Do you know that? You cannot win the. Jesus didn't even win the whole world. He says when the gospel is preached, some will fall on what? Wayside soil. Rocky soil. Others will fall on thorny soil. And others will fall on what? Good ground. So only 1/4 of the people who hear you will do something positive. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk to God. Netush te karya lesa patush te kaya ratush enadebesi maratalasia rapotush te kaya brashtia ratu lesto shekinamai. The first topic I want us to pray about tonight is about the cross. It's about the what? The cross. I want to take up my cross. Lord, grant me self-denial. Let's pray. Nekoste karisto shinamata yeta rabosh nete kabasa nekeria yeta broshte leta remosh negetu sheke mata rambele bede bede bede. Yareto losike rabanto losike presto rata lakoseke preste nerembe da bosteke nekinda broste net la beta misi preste leta neta yeso neke bariashteke nita yeta 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 nerebesteka yeta 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 nereboshteka yeta yeta neka bose nekariashteka ya nepata ya reto lasia rabosteka yeta yeta nereboshteka yeta 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 nerebeda breshta leta yeta neto shata yeta bota rata leto sheka neba rebandela sepotaya rebosteka yeta rabato shaka yakaya kaya raboshanda la breshtia rabashtia. Say with me, I break patterns of evil, I break patterns of unrighteousness, I break patterns of lust by the blood of Jesus. Start breaking. Yarebeshenda reboshia, rabonda leboshia da brestia, rabanda lebosteka yabaya, arabanda losteka yedaye, araba deboshika retale, rabanda la steka shika, raba leboshika retola, areba baba 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 baba, neko seka retoloshia.
Keep breaking. Every mold that has been cast for you by devils, every mold of unrighteousness, every mold of self, every mold of disobedience, every mold of lust, we break the molds of self, the molds of lust, the molds of disobedience, fire, break every mold. We release the cross of Jesus, we release selflessness, we release the righteousness of God. We release the righteousness of God. Lateka sheda banderia, rabandele shenda lebaya, radenka bushteka. Aye, reboshtaka yede, rambe shalabayada, rabeda basia, halekone ke kakaya. Yerebe la brestia, rabonda le boshiandeleya, rabenda le boshia, rabenda le bonda leka. Yerebe la brestelebeya, netaya bopa baba, rabonda le boshia, rabenda le badebadebadeya, rabonda le kaya, rabando lo shia, rabenda le baya, arye la boshenda lebeya, arye. Haye, make baba, rambele bele, reboda beya bondale, rabondale kosendalaya, matebo sendelebe, break the chains, we break the chains, we break the chains of patterns, we break the chains. That hold us down by patterns of selfishness, self-centeredness, yet in the blood of Jesus. At this point, we're going to come against every cycle that has been established against us. Every cycle that is programmed by demonic entities, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy principalities, every cycle of powers, every cycle of dominion spirits, every cycle established by witches, by occult, fire, besonda de brostele bele bele, rambele bele bele, rambele bele bele, rebo bebo, rebo bebo, yebo se. Rebo shakeya, nate batuya, rabe shakeya, na blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, rabenda leboshia, rabenda leboshia, yate, magbusekaya, rebo labesia, in Jesus' name. Fire, break every cycle. Every cycle in the constellations, every cycle in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, Rabondeleboshia, every cycle programmed against us as individuals, as families, as a church, as a community. Fire, Reboshelebe, Rade Shondaya, Rebo Bagedokia, the blood of Jesus, break the chains, break the chains, break the chains, break the chains, break. Break the chains, 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 blood of Jesus, Rabandaya, we blot out the handwriting of ordinances with regulations that stand opposed to us, we take it out of the way, we nail it to the cross, we nail it to the cross, we spoil principalities and powers and subject them to public disgrace, fire, break every cycle, cycles of principalities, cycles of powers, Rabonde Lebokishia, Rabenda Leboshia, Be, cycles of sickness, cycles of disease, cycles of insanity, cycles of premature death, cycles of poverty, cycles of debt, cycles of light, fire, Ribede brostia, blood of Jesus, rabenda bosikenaya, rabenda la brostia, rabenda la boshia, rabenda la boshia, rabenda le bebe, rale koya, rade koya, rebe lasia, rebe yaye, rebe yabe, rebe yabe, rebe yabe, rebe yabe, yebe yabe, randolosia, radekaye, 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 yeah, 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 yele, 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 yeah, yele, 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 yeah, rabenda bosia, rabenda bosia, rabela bosia, rabela bosia, yetabansia, rabenda blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, break the cycles, break the demonic cycles, every programming into the sun, into the moon, into the stars, every cycle of blindness, every cycle rebonda le bonkadea of impairment of sight, fire, fire, breaker. We delegitimize the works of darkness. We delegitimize the mandates of devils. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Makbesekea. Makbekasia. Rabonda labashia. Rabenda leboshikenekea. Rateka yakaya. Rebo salakaya. Rebo salabaya. Rebo salabaya. Bakene korokotoko skina fire, fire, fire. Rabade brostelesia. Rebo. Bago, bago, bago. Yeta, yeta. If your hands are free, start clapping. Break cycles by the blood of Jesus. We break cycles. Fire, fire. Break the chains of demonic cycles. Manifestations of evil. Rabonda le bonga gego. Rabonda le bonda lebo. Rabonda le bonda lebo. Rabonda le bonda beya. Rebe, 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 Bagri, 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 Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, bare 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 bare, bagri 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 bagri, fire fire, break the chains of demonic cycles, fire, rabale bale bale bale, rabale bale bale, rabale bale bale, bagri 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 bale, bagri bagri bale, bagri bagri bale, bagri 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 bale, fire fire fire, no weapon forged against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn by the blood of Jesus. Rabande bosa benda bosi, bagri 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 bagri, fire, break the chains, break the chains, break the chains of ancestral curses, ancestral limitations, fire, rabale bale bale bale, rabale bale bale, rabale bale bale, rabale bale bale, rando rando rando, ebolo bolo bo, 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 hey aye. Hey aye, hey aye, hey aye, hey aye, bagiri bagiri bagge, 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 yere, yere, in Jesus' name. Keep clapping. There's power. I feel God doing something. Blood of Jesus. Break the chains. Break the chains. We break the chains. We break the chains of every closed doors. Every door that is closed. Every door that is closed illegitimately. Fire, fire, fire. We break the chains. We open the doors. Fire, fire. Rabandala Bashir. The fire. Break the chains. Break the chains. Break the chains that hold back the harvest. Fire, fire, blood of Jesus. Bagiri, bagiri, bagiri. Fire, break chains. Rabanda bonda, benda bonda. Rabade bola borashia. Rabade borashia. Rabade borashia. Every hindrance. Rabade boka, beka, 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 beka. Every blockade to our miracle, to our harvest, to revival. Fire, fire. Rabande loko celebrashia. Rabenda lebo. Rabanda lebe. Rabenda lebe. Fire, fire. I feel the fire building up in the atmosphere. Fire, fire, Holy Ghost fire. Break every cycle. Makoka bonga benga bonga benga. Very big, very big, very big, very big, very big, very big, very big. Fire. Rebe bagiri 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 bagiri. Rebenda bosha, rebosha benda, rebenda bosha, rebere bere, rebere bere. Bagiri 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 bagiri. Yebabe, yebabe, yebabe. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Heri elebe, heri elebe, heri elebe. Bagiri 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 bagiri. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blot out the handwriting of ordinances with regulations that stand opposed to us, that are contrary to us. We blot out the handwriting of the enemy. We blot out every accusing voice. We blot out every word of condemnation. We blot it out. For there is therefore now no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirements of the law shall be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Blood of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' name. Say with me, I release myself, I release my family, I release my church, I release my community, I release my destiny from every demonic cycle. I declare that I live in Goshen. No weapon forged against me shall prosper. No weapon forged against us shall prosper. For this is our righteousness. The Lord himself is our righteousness. Blood of Jesus. Rabo gage goge gage boribele rebelebe 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 rebanashia. Say with me, I am crucified with the Lord Jesus, and I no longer live. The life which I live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who died and gave his life for me. I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I no longer live. The life which I live by faith in the Son of God, who died for me, who gave himself for me. By the blood of Jesus, I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I no longer live. The life which I live by faith in the Son of God, who died and gave his life for me. In the name of Jesus, start to thank him. Start to thank him for the cross. Thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. By the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory of the cross. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, I know you're tired, but lift your hand into heaven. Put all your attention on God. Close your eyes. Father, let the water of transformation flow into every life here right now. Let the water of transformation, let the washing of regeneration by the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. I evict everyone under the sound of my voice. I evict you from every mold that
that has been cast for your life. Every mold, every pattern of self, every mold of unrighteousness, every mold of disobedience, every mold of lust, I evict you, I eject you out of that mold in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free by the blood of Jesus from every mold, from every casting, every demonic mold, every demonic casting, every mold of lust, every mold of disobedience, every mold that shackles you. Fire! I break the chains. I break the chains that hook you up to every demonic mold, to every demonic pattern. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free by the blood of Jesus. Be free. I release you to fit into the mold of the cross. Through a broken and a contrite spirit, fit into the cross of Jesus. So I fit into the cross. I fit into the cross. I fit into the cross by the blood of Jesus. A new pattern. A new pattern of righteousness. A new pattern of selflessness, a new pattern by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And right now I take my authority. I take the authority of the cross of Jesus. I break every cycle. Cycles of sickness, I break. Cycles of poverty, I break. Cycles of infirmity, I break in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I remove every mandate of demonic activity, every cycle of debt, every cycle of trouble, every cycle of inhibition, every cycle of demonic activity. By the blood of Jesus, I blot it out. I blot it out. I blot it out. I blot it out. I blot it out in the name of Jesus. And I spoil principalities of what has been stolen from me, what has been held back from me. I spoil principalities. I spoil principalities of my commonwealth blessings by the blood of Jesus. I spoil principalities by the blood of Jesus of all that belongs to me. Good health, sound mind, prosperity, emotional prosperity by the blood of Jesus, financial prosperity, physical prosperity in Jesus' name, family prosperity. I release it right now. By the blood of Jesus, I release my miracle. I release my spouse. I release my children. I release my businesses. I release my finances. I release my health. I release my healing. I release my miracles. I release my blessings. I release my commonwealth blessings. I release my covenant blessings. By the blood of Jesus, start praising Him. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God said, from today, you shall experience peace like never before in your life. You shall experience peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Jesus. Say, my portion is the peace of God. In Jesus' name, give God praise. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace. Hallelujah. Where you used to have trouble, you shall have peace in Jesus' name. I need energy in this hall. It's a word from God for you tonight. Where you used to have trouble, you shall have peace in Jesus' name.
Where the enemy troubled you, you shall have peace in the name of Jesus. Where there was war in your life, you shall experience peace in the name of Jesus. Where there was abuse, you shall experience peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, I can feel that peace. It is thick. It's thick in the atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. Start thanking Him.